Because they
Carolyn, tell me about life, the universe, and everything.
It's great.
No, but I want to know your theory.
Life is for the living. It's a mystery. None of us understand it, but we appear to have it. So seize it and make the most of it.
I feel that your theory is a bit derivative. What would you say is your best advice to people about how they should approach life in general?
Give yourself permission.
What does that mean in practice?
It means just go with what you want to do, feel the passion, follow it. Don't be scared. We all die.
And how do you feel about how singing fits into that?
Singing is probably the closest I've come to as an activity which mirrors in a really bizarre way everything that I feel about life. It's utterly liberating, it's transformative, it's communicative, it's about love, it's about truth, it's about transparency. The world would be a better place if everybody did that, you know, if everybody learnt how to release their inner voice, which we all have anyway. This is the thing. You're all smiling in a smirky sort of way, but I really mean this stuff. You know, we all have a voice, and society doesn't sort of allow us to use it or get it out. And when you learn how to do that, it's extraordinarily liberating. Sorry about the Prosecco voice there, but it's extraordinarily liberating, not just for you, but actually for people that you meet and people that hear you. Because actually, by demonstrating that it's okay to be that communicative and open and vulnerable, that other people sort of pick up that it's okay for them as well. It's a transformative thing.
And how does this relate to food?
Well, I mean, I've had hundreds of hours of conversations with my esteemed singing teacher on this precise subject, because it's the same thing. I mean, food, again, is something that, you know, we all have to eat. And understanding what I describe as the true value of food, whatever that means, you know, what is truth. But I mean, if you sort of strip food down to its essentials, if you like, we have to eat living things in order to live. So if you want an activity that describes accurately and precisely what, you know, the cycle of life is about, then eating is it. So to sort of engage with that and recognise that and accept it and celebrate it is a very profound thing. You know, but again, you have to sort of acknowledge who you are, that, you know, you are also subject to, you know, the cycle of birth and decay, that it's a journey. I know some of these things sound like clichés, but they're only clichés because there's a grain of truth in them. And actually, I think it's because people don't feel comfortable talking about these things sometimes, that they get sort of shoved into the cliché cupboard, whereas actually they ought to come out and just be kind of celebrated and discussed openly, and then they would become normal, they'd become lingua franca, they'd become the stuff that we talk about all the time. So singing and food, I mean, you know, to summarise, you know, we're all born singing. I mean, in fact, it turns out the Neanderthals sang before they spoke and so on. We're all born singing. This is about communication, it's about sharing, it's about expressing, it's about emotion. And food is also another sort of... It's something that we all share, and it's fundamental to who we are. So, I mean, we're given these things. They're natural sources of pleasure and joy. And by accepting them and practicing them and paying them attention and just allowing ourselves to feel, you know, the natural joy and pleasure that they bring, I think they bring us closer to the, you know, the meaning of what it is to be alive.
And I offer this to Sheila as an opportunity to enjoy the magic of offering a microphone to somebody wonderful and what you get back in return.
Microphone is a fabulous thing, but you can't eat it.
Om nom nom.
Om nom nom.
Om nom nom.
Om nom nom.
Yeah, om nom nom.
Om nom tem nom.